feel better today. Welcome to the Feel Better Today podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with us. My name is Stephen King, and I'll be your host.
Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better Today podcast, where each episode is a new opportunity to inspire, empower, and transform your life. I'm your host, Stephen, and as always, we're here to explore the most compelling topics of the world of self-help, motivation, and personal growth. Now, season 5 is going to be all about planting the seeds of change in our lives. Today, in our very first episode of the season, we have a special guest, and she personifies the spirit of transformation and empowerment. We're thrilled to introduce Vita Solo, a remarkable individual whose life story is as inspiring as her professional achievements. Armed with degrees in psychology and entrepreneurship, Vita has masterfully combined her academic knowledge with the practical wisdom that she's gleaned from navigating both personal and professional life challenges of her own. Her journey is not just about overcoming obstacles, but about flourishing in the face of them, demonstrating resilience, growth, and an unwavering commitment to unlocking the full potential in others. Vita is much more than her degrees and her professional accolades, however. She radiates a positive energy that is truly infectious. Her innate talent for motivation and inspiration has profoundly impacted many lives, making her an exemplary guide for anyone seeking meaningful transformation. So in our conversation today, Vita will share her insights on how to inspire others to start their businesses, live their dreams, step out of their comfort zones, and simply enjoy life to the fullest. So without further ado, let's dive into our live interview with Vita Solo and unearth the seeds of change that can redefine our lives. Help me in welcoming Vita. And thank you again for joining us here on Feel Better Today. Welcome, Vita. I'm so glad that you're here with us today at Feel Better Today. And I wanted to start off with our first question, because our podcast is called Feel Better Today. And one of my premises is that if a person feels better about their life situation, they're often going to be in a better place to move themselves forward, or to take themselves out of that situation, or to solve their solution. When I find that when a person is caught up in their anger or frustration, or feeling overwhelmed by a certain situation, that they find it difficult to get to those solutions. So if they feel better about it, they can often find those solutions. So can you share with us how feeling better about yourself can help a person to succeed in various aspects of their life, whether that be work or family or social, maybe their connections with each other, or even improve within themselves by feeling better?
Okay, Stefan, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. And I adore the name of this podcast, because yes, I believe actually that everything begins inside of us. So it's all about our feelings, our mindset, about our focus, where does it go, right? And if we can feel better today, like it's a starting point, because when I am a good person, I see a lot of more good persons around of me, right? When I feel good, I see more opportunities in the life. I see a lot better things around me. And also I can see, when I feel good, I can see a better future for myself, right? And maybe more better memories also in the past. So it's, I think it's really important to take care of ourselves and to focus on the good things inside us and also around of us.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you bring that up, that when we feel better about our situation, we can see hope, right?
Right.
The hope for tomorrow, the hope for our dreams, the hope for what could be coming next in a positive light.
Yes, that's true. And also, I believe that everything is connected. Like, it's connected how we feel today and how we felt yesterday and how we see tomorrow. Because if we can see more positive things and feel more positive feelings about our past in our roots, right, then there is more hope in the tomorrow. And that's why it's important to work on ourselves and to make us feel better each day.
Yeah. Now, I understand that you've done quite a bit of work helping women to achieve success in their life and maybe overcome some obstacles in business that they've encountered. What recurring theme have you observed among women struggling with their goal achievement?
Yes, that's true. I have helped a lot of women and also men actually, and with different challenges. And I think the biggest problem is when people really focus on the negative aspect, the first problem, because we can change our focus, right? We can see the things what we focus on, and we can regulate our feelings. How do we feel and what's happening with our emotions each day, right? If we work on ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yes. And another problem is also that that people tend also to focus on the problem, not on the solution. And when you are all the time in the problem, you cannot find the solution because there is a feeling of frustration, like you are standing on the same place and there's no solution, but you are just not looking at the solution. So we start with the good questions, with the right questions, right? What could be the best solution for you? What other opportunities do you see? I think it's really, really important not to look at the problem, but what you can do with this. What can be your next step? What is the best solution for you? This is really, really big point.
So in my experience, I've seen several people that are in that situation where they're stuck in the negative and they can't see a solution, that when I talk to them about what type of possible solutions, or if the perfect thing were to happen, what would that look like? What are some strategies that you use with coaching clients to help them see possibilities or solutions?
I really like the questions of the brief therapy, and actually I think it's about, yeah, if you can only just imagine that there is a miracle and things can change like that very, very fast, what do you see? Because there is a lot of, when you can just imagine, maybe it cannot be true and it you cannot believe that it can be true for you. But just imagine, use your fantasy to see the perfect solution. And when people are, and we are really creative, we are, as a human beings, can see a lot of good solutions. We just have to connect with our fantasies and our creativity, and people can start to grow grow in their mind for the beginning and add more details and details and using all the senses. What will you see when the miracle happens, right? What will you hear? How will you look in, when you look in the mirror? Like what will you feel? What will you smell? Like use all the senses just to connect more with the perfect solution in your situation. And actually it's quite helpful with the different people. It takes different times. For someone it can work in one session, sometimes you need more sessions. It's also important how I as a therapist can make connection with the person and if the person is ready to open, because beginning is always about building the trust, right?
That's right. And building rapport with a client is sometimes challenging, but isn't it nice when it comes so natural?
Yes. I really like it, actually. And I have to understand that every person needs different time to open up and to start to share something. It's really nice. We all can open like flowers when there's the right person and acceptance that we can see.
Yes, absolutely. Have you been exposed to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming?
I have read about it.
Okay.
I have listened to some seminars, but not very much. Yes, I know what it is.
So what I find interesting, and I'm going to tie this into something that you just recently said, is that as coaches, we often use some NLP techniques, and we don't even know that that's what they are.
Yes, so, we don't know that they are.
right. So anchoring. Anchoring is one of the techniques, and the way that we anchor ourselves is by having associations. And so when you mentioned having that dream of the perfect scenario, and what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? Those are things that anchor you to that dream. Right.
And that's true.
And one of the reasons that we bring that up during coaching is because people are often anchored to their negative mindset. And we have to reprogram that. That's another NLP statement, to being anchored to the positive mindset.
Yes, yeah. That's true. And I believe this is the beginning. Because when you have, when you can start to dream about something different, you start like to make the first seeds for some changes in your life. And I think it's also important for people always to remember that you can't get very fast results, because if there is a seed, it needs a time to grow. And so let's start at this point, and then we will see how it can grow. And what fruits we can get out of it.
Vita, I think you just named our podcast episode.
Okay.
Seeds of Change.
Great. I like
We're at the beginning of the year, right? It's time for us to plant those seeds of change and water them and nourish them and allow them to grow. I like that concept.
Yeah, me too. Great.
Wonderful. So I'm curious, in your own life, what type of obstacles have you had to overcome, and how did you do that?
Well, it's a long story, actually.
It could be long. I understand.
But to make it not so long, to make it shorter, there was a period of my life where I was a person who also was in a negative thinking. I was really depressed. I was in my addictions. I really like to use alcohol and a lot of parties. And yes, I felt very bad about myself. And I was in a toxic relationship and I didn't know what to do. And yes, I was focusing on this. And I also had the belief that that's normal and that I cannot change it.
Oh, that's so common when you're stuck in the situation. It's almost like it becomes comfortable, even though it's a negative situation. Yeah.
Yes, there is a feeling like that's normal and every person lives like that. Mm. And there is no chance to change something. Because as I said before, I need some kind of examples that show that can show me that there is a different life, and there is a first seed. There is where there is a seed of faith in something different, in some new opportunities, in the changes. And yes, I don't know actually what changed at one moment, but I started to see some people who are living different lives. So they are more happy. They are not using alcohol, like maybe sometimes, but not so much as I do, right? And they are living like different lives. And so I started to study about them, what they are doing different than me. How are they thinking? What are they doing? And what should I do to change my life? So I started with a lot of information. In the beginning of my journey, I started to read a lot of books, listen to a lot of seminars, and getting all the information around me. Like, this is how I started to water my seeds.
That's right.
To change something. Yes. Because I really believe that we need a lot of new information. If we want to change something, we need information. And this is where where we start to think and to make new decisions, right? And new decisions change our behaviors, changes our personalities, and changes our lives. And then,
yes.
Yes.
I want to pause your story just for a second to let our listeners know that you used mindfulness to be aware of what situation you're in, but also the observation that you saw of what was going on around you. And that mindfulness led you to be curious about what could be.
Yes.
I like that. All right, please continue.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's true. And yes, so it started with books, with just YouTube videos, different blogs, and all the new information. Yes, then I started to go to the church. There is also a lot, at first, a lot of good information, new information, and a lot of supportive people. So that's another point. It's important the people around you, because I needed to change who is around me to change myself, to learn something new from them also. So there was a really supportive people, people who accepted at that moment who I was, and there also started the changes. Yes, and then I already started to feel much better. I changed a lot in my life. And yes, I made a decision that I want to study psychology because it was really interesting for me. At first, I wanted to help myself to feel better, to live better, to be more happier, because I understood already at that time, if I can help myself, then I can help also to another people. Because I have to prove on myself that it works. I'm a very practical person. I love to try everything on myself.
Absolutely.
And actually, yes.
And during that process, you did get out of that toxic relationship?
I started with changing my behaviors. I started to change my life. Yes. I was still living in the relationship because for a long time, I believed that another person also will change.
Ah,
But
yes.
yes, I really wanted to save my relationship, to save my family. It's really important for me. I really want every person to be in a happy relationship, and I wanted also to prove myself that I can make my relationship work. But yes, there came a day that I understood that it's too toxic for me and for my children, and I have to make a decision to let the person live the life he wants, and yes, and to let him go. It was really difficult for me. It was very painful, but this is
Yeah,
what,
I'm just going to mention for our listeners that I'm reflecting kind of a process that you went through, and I'm just using different words to describe it. The skill called pros and cons often helps people align the situation that they're living in with the values that they have. And so as you were weighing that out in your brain, you didn't think I'm doing pros and cons. But you really were. My family's important to me. I really want to be in this relationship. I want the relationship to work. But I have some toxic instances. There's some difficulties. This other person may want to go their own route in life, and maybe I should allow that to happen. And you went through those pros and cons, and you came to your own decision that maybe ending that relationship was the right thing for both of you.
Yes. And I understood that really I can control myself, but I cannot control another person and his behaviors, and I cannot change him. I just have to yes, just to let him do what he wants, and maybe this is what he wants actually, and so maybe that's the best for him. So yes, I made decision, and sometimes the decision is what was important for me to understand that you can still love the person but not to be together, right? Because
Yes.
you also love yourself and you have to
Yeah.
make the right decisions.
Sure. Radical acceptance.
But it's a big work actually on myself, where I have to understand my feelings and to work more on myself, just to understand how to live further. And then I already started to live much better because I already started my business. I was already studying. I already had my coaching certificate, and I worked with my clients, and yes, I started my business. I started to really grow, and the growth was much faster when I was already alone because there was no this toxic environment around me. So
Right.
that's very, very shortly.
The distraction of negativity, right? Yeah. Excellent. So that was a little bit about your past. I'm going to ask you a question about the future. What are you most curious about in your future work with clients? Almost as if you were going to do your research. What are you most interested in figuring out or solving as a part of the future with your clients?
I'm at this moment, I'm so interested in helping people around me because I can see that I can do a lot. I have a lot what I can give. I have go through a lot of things, and I can help with the same things to the clients. And I really want to help with everything, with the health behaviors, right? Because this is how we can help ourselves. As I told before, through our behaviors, we make our lives, right? Also, with relationship, of course, I want to help with relationship. And yes, this is where we actually can understand ourselves better, because I believe also that people around us are our mirrors, and there is a lot about us, a lot of answers, right? So also I want to work with relationship, and of course with business, with money, because this is also important, I believe, for each person. So in the future, I would like to help with everything. I would like to make more online courses, more trainings, and also work individually with clients just to help with everything they need.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And so seeing that as one of the purposes of what you like, what you would like to do in the world, I'm going to ask you a coaching question. Let's assume for a moment that you were able to have that effect throughout the entire world, and you achieved the results that you wanted to achieve. Give us a picture of what the world would look like.
Yes. I would like that really each person in this world is really healthy, happy, fulfilled, with the joy and happiness, that each person is in the happy relationship, if they want, of course, because maybe someone wants to be alone. That's also fine.
Well, that can even include our friendships. I would love for everyone to be in happy relationships.
Yes, of course, relationships, it's not always about the person, like about a romantic partnership, right? It can also be with the friendships, also with parents and with the kids, with each person around us, right? And also I would like that each person can be rich and happy and live their the most beautiful lives. But also I have to understand that I cannot decide about other persons, because not every person wants what I want for them. So what I want, I just want to help each person to reach their goals, to understand actually who they are, what they want, and to be there in that state, emotional state, and also in the life around us. But also I believe that right, life around us is connected to our emotional states. The more positive we can feel inside, the more positive life will be around.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I used to believe that my end goal, if everything happened perfectly, it would be a utopia. But then I came to the realization by reading other people's theories on utopia is that sometimes the perfect world can create unhappiness. And so this is why we have a little bit of balance. We all have a little bit of a struggle each day, right? So even if we say, oh, it was a great day, we may have had a little bit of traffic. We may have had one difficult phone call, but it was still a wonderful day. So we have balanced lives instead of that utopia. I've had to dial down my expectations, but I still have high hopes.
Yes.
You know, an added benefit of people feeling at peace with themselves and having that happiness that you were talking about is that perhaps it will increase the peace in this world if the leaders feel more happy about themselves or content with the way that their country is. Yeah, that's one of my dreams, is for us globally to live as one large community with each other.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds really great. Sounds really great. I think we are doing a wonderful job. But also, yes, what I was thinking about, sometimes really we have to accept that there's a different state of happiness. And we as the coaches and as the helping persons want to help to each person, right? The way that we see is the best for us and also for them. But sometimes we really have to accept that there can be different states and different understandings and expectations about perfect life. And this is what I also had to accept with my ex-husband, as I told, right? Because when we divorced, he told, I love my life. I like how I live, right? But I had a different understanding about what is happy life. So maybe that's fine for him, but not fine for me. And sometimes it's really important to accept that's also fine, and the same with our clients. So the best way, I think, is to think about to attract more people who are interested in the same life as I live. I want to be some kind of example for another person, and they can come and get what I have. I want to share with people who are interested in. I think this is also important sometimes to remember about this. We cannot help each person. Not everybody needs what we have.
That's right. And everybody has their own definition of happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you were talking, I thought of a scenario that would be challenging for me. So mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. Is that if I'm working with a client, and their version of happiness is becoming rich.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that money is going to bring them happiness. Mm-hmm. What would you say? Is that, as coaches, should we help that person achieve their goal of being rich?
Mm-hmm.
If that is what they think is their version of happiness? Or should we try and hold a mirror up and hope that they see that maybe riches don't hold all of the happiness? There's two different ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What I think, how to explain? I would say that we come to this world as a souls, and each soul has the way that we should live here, how our own experiences. And if this soul at this moment need this experience, that maybe that's fine. And we sometimes should allow another people to make their own mistakes. And sometimes I'm not sure, maybe I think that this is the best way for you. But you as a soul actually know better. Maybe you need this experience to get rich and understand, okay, this is not the true happiness. Maybe I should try something new. And maybe that's fine. So I try to explain the things for the person, like how I see it and what I understand, and give the information I have. But I'm not saying, no, I won't help you, because you make the decision. And I'm here to help you, and we can do this, and then you make your new decisions if it's needed. But maybe no, maybe this is how you really will feel happy. I don't know.
I like that. And you leave an open space for the client to decide what's best for them mm-hmm. in their own life, because they are a unique individual soul.
Perfectly said. That's true.
A unique individual seed in their own soil, which is their environment, right?
Yes. Yes.
And we're just here to let them grow. We don't know which direction they're going to go.
Yeah, we never know, actually. We just can be here and support them. And as a kid, you know, when they run and they are doing mm-hmm. something wrong, they sometimes have to fall down and to understand the mistake. But if you, as a parent, are saying 5 times or 10 times, don't do this, this is wrong, they won't listen to you, right? They
right.
have to get this experience to make new decisions, to understand something differently. And then they won't do the same. Or maybe they will do. Sometimes you have to fall down 10 times just to understand, okay, it's really hurtful and I won't do this anytime. So the
right.
same in the life, I think. the same in the life. And sometimes this is how love actually looks when we give this open space to do what you want to do. But as a parent for the same kid, I'm always here to support you, yeah, to hug you and to be with you when you are in your pain. And then you can run further and do new mistakes.
Well, you bring up an interesting topic about children. So we're going to have a future podcast about parenting.
Okay. Okay. This is also a good topic. Yes, I agree.
Yes. Yeah. I remember having several conversations about we can learn things the easy way or we can learn them the hard way. The easy way is to hear other people's warnings and instructions and change our behavior before we encounter the situation. The hard way is to experience the failure and then change, experience the failure and then change, and learn from repeated lessons. And both are effective, but it's much less painful to learn the easy way.
Yes, it is. But I don't know if it works. For example, as I told, I'm a really practical person. I love to take risks. I love to fail because I know this is where I grow, actually. This is how I live. But I won't say this is the best for everyone. And sometimes I also learn from another people what I love to do, actually. Not anymore. In the beginning of my coaching practice, I was going to the different coaches and psychologists, and I was changing them a lot, actually. I have a big experience. And why I did this? For a beginning, yes, I was searching for my answers to my questions, right? But the next one, I just wanted to see how do they work? What techniques do they use? What works for me? What not? What I like? What I don't like? What are their mistakes? How do they meet me when I come in the room, right? How the process is going on? How do they look? What do they say? What's helpful? What not? What I want to use in my work? And what I will never use in my work, like I see this is a mistake, right? And this is how I was learning. Because you can always like go to, I don't know, seminar and listen what to do and what not to do. And it's not very helpful for me. Sometimes, yes, something, right? But it's better just to feel this on me.
The experience is what meant more to you. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And then I make a decision. Okay, that's right and that's wrong. And maybe for a different person, something what's wrong for me will be very right. Because we are, as you said, we are each really unique. And that's the beauty of the world.
Yeah. I like that concept and the idea of how you found your own route to take. Mm-hmm. By experiencing many different facets of what's possible, right? I'm going back to the analogy of our children, is that we try to give them as many experiences as possible because maybe you'll like basketball, maybe you'll like volleyball, maybe you'll like having friends that are girls, maybe you'll prefer to have friends that are boys. And you won't know until you go out and experience and try each thing. And coaching and therapy is a very similar way. We experience different coaches. We experience different therapists. We adopt what resonates with our style.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And this is where I always begin with each person. Who just is starting the journey of the story, I want to understand myself better, like the beginning. Yes, you have to try everything. Just do everything. Try and understand. And as you told, awareness. Do something and then answer the question, how do I feel with this? What's happening inside of me? Because there will always be something that you like and something that you won't like, but you never know if you never try. right? So the journey always begins with trying new things, new people, new, if it's about the health, maybe different kind of foods, right? Also, if you are going to a new relationship, sometimes you have to meet a lot of people just to understand what's best for you, right? And also when you are looking for to change your career, and you have to try different places just to understand what do you like, what you don't like, what are your strengths, what are your talents, what would you like to do in your future. You always find yourself just when you try something new.
Excellent. I wanted to ask you, Vita, how can our listeners, mm-hmm. how can they connect with you? How can they meet you in your garden of seeds that are growing?
Yes. They can find my Instagram, vita.solo.coaching, or also they can find me in Facebook. It's Vita Solovyova. Yes, or also email the same vita.solo.coaching@gmail.com. Yes, they can just connect and yes, ask their questions.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us on this episode of Feel Better Today. And I feel more lighthearted just as having a conversation with you. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That sounds really beautiful. Thank you for inviting me. It was really nice. Thank you.
Absolutely.